Mike Dell's World number 386. Or what is it already today? It's the 10th of May, 2023. So let's see what's been going on in my world here today. And by the way, I got a replay of an episode from October 2008. And I was fiddling around and thought I would throw that in here after I talk for a little bit, because I don't really have a huge update. I'm still doing the carnivore thing, although I dropped the extra podcast, so you're just going to have to put up with a little bit of it here. But suffice it to say, my blood sugar is down to near normal, and I'm off of a lot of the drugs that I was taking for diabetes, which now I'm down to just 2 instead of 5. Yeah, I know, crazy. I'm off my blood pressure meds. I'm down 30 pounds. I still got about 7-8 more pounds to get to my goal weight of 199. But I've gone down 2 full inches in pant size and probably more than that. But, you know, it's definitely, you know, not quite to the 6-pack, more like the pony keg thing going on. But that's going really good. So we're just going to call it that. I won't bore you with the rest of the details. We're still working on home improvement projects here. Got the bathroom, got the shower done, and got the walls repainted, and doing the floors next couple of days. So that'll all be shiny new spick and span. So looking forward to that. Also, I picked up a new to me ham radio, but it's an old tube type ham radio, a Swan 700S, which is tube type and the old school, makes the room smell funny because of the old tubes. And it's a lot of fun. So I've been really enjoying that. I get out and rag chew in the evenings once in a while with a bunch of guys around the Great Lakes here. And it's just fun to have the old glow-in-the-dark radio instead of the new fancy one. So, but I still got the new fancy ones, too. So, but that's really what's going on here. Like I said, don't have a lot to talk about just yet. Lots going on at work. If you want to hear about what's going on at Blueberry and other podcasting-related stuff, go check out podcastinsider.com. I'm on there 2 to 3 times a month with other hosts a couple of times a month. So, you know, I'm the producer. So whatever they talk about, I was there. So anyway, without further ado, I'm going to play. This is from October 2008. I'm a little confused about what actual episode number it is, but I guess that doesn't matter. But it's when I interviewed Bobby Yang in the studio at WNMC, 90.7 FM in Traverse City. Anyway, I haven't done a radio show in a long time over there, but I guess I could go back at some point. But this one was, it was pretty cool. I got a couple of live recordings from the studio there of Bobby and his group. And I don't know, I was jamming to it earlier today, and I thought, you know what, I want to put that out for you guys. So I'm going to play the entire episode. I don't know what the episode number is. And please, please be nice to me about the audio quality, because it's not nearly as good as it is these days. So without further ado, here's me. Oh, you know, 15 years ago, something like that. Crazy.
Good morning, good evening, whatever the case may be. This isn't an official Mike Dell's World podcast, but I did want to share something with you. Today at the radio station, we had a live band in. If you ever heard of him, Bobby Yang. And he's been making a swing through northern Michigan and stopped in at the radio station. And I played a couple of songs and I got recordings of them and I got permission to put them on my podcast. So in case you don't know who Bobby Yang is, he's a very good violinist and he plays classic rock songs and sort of jam band songs. And along with his group, I don't have it in front of me, but anyway, go to bobbyyang.com and you'll read all about him. You can pick up a CD. But anyway, first one I want to play is his version. And this was recorded live 3 feet from me. We had Bobby on the violin and another guy on a guitar and the third guy on a bass. They didn't have their drummer, but don't need no drummer. It was pretty good. So anyway, here's a little David Bowie song done by Bobby Yang and his group. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you guys are playing all my favorite stuff. Thanks, but I didn't know it.
Anyway, I'm sure the studio recording there sounds a little different than my voice does now. Oh, well, they got better equipment. Anyway, like I said, that was Bobby Yang playing Space Oddity from today at WNMC during the Folk Air Show. If you want to listen live, you can listen over at WNMC.org. I got some pretty cool music on all the time, mostly jazz during the week, in the mornings and afternoons and evenings. Could be anything from blues to folk to rock to, I mean, you just name it, the different genres, the whole schedule's over there at WNMC. So anyway, don't want to make this a big promo for that, but it's pretty happy with the thing today. The recording there, like I said, that wasn't recorded off air. That was recorded in the studio with me trying to set it up and with the help of our station manager, Eric. And I think we did a pretty good job considering the setup there. And like I said, if you want to hear the full studio recordings, Bobby's got a couple of CDs out. One's called the Red CD or something like that. And I don't know. Go over to BobbyYang.com. Tell you all about it. That's probably the best bet. That way I don't get things messed up. And I don't know if my audio is pretty low, but oh well. I guess I can fix it and post-edit. Post-edit? Yeah. Anyway, I want to leave you with one more Bobby Yang song recorded 3 feet from me today at WNMC. And this is Bobby's version of Kashmir. Yeah, the old Led Zeppelin tune. So anyway, check it out, and we'll be back with an official show here real soon. Okay, well, everybody have a good one. Like I said, I just thought I would share that with you. It's probably not everybody's kind of music, but I thought it was pretty cool. So, catch me later.